Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I was just recovering from all the TV I was watching last night, including The Housewives of Atlanta.
Uh-oh. Reunion was last night?
It's part
the
one.
Reunion, you saw?
It's three parts.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's three parts, and I'm going to be there. And I just wanted to be clear with everybody. Remember, I just don't watch the reality shows where women are fighting and taking off their shoes and running across conference room tables. I am still in with the Housewives of Atlanta because I like to see how NeNe has changed from lovable NeNe the first season to this woman.
Who is she?
You know what?
Who is she?
Listen, she's a woman with no friends,
and
she's been thrusted into the spotlight. I really do like NeNe, and whenever she comes to my show, and I lean in for couch talk in between commercials or hugging goodbye, I mean, it's I think I know who the real NeNe is, and the real NeNe is a girl without a without friends.
That's
and
so she's sad.
But you know what I'm happy for? She's making a decision with Greg. Like, are you going to divorce him or not?
She finally did, yeah.
She's going to divorce him. And I'm so glad that they're getting rid of Marlo.
You think they are going to get rid of Mugshot Marlo?
Well, that's what we reported right before vacation.
But do you really think so?
They should. They need to.
Did NeNe get Sheree fired?
No, I think Sheree got herself fired. Sheree's not. I love Sheree, but Sheree is out. She's no longer interesting on that show.
She doesn't have anything to offer.
No, and you know what? Her son is cute as I don't know what. She really needs to get her child support and just kind of move on with her life. Although I did hear that they are going ahead with Chateau Sheree and building that joint.
And how do you feel about Candy's sex toys?
I mean, I'm not that girl. So, you know, but I know girls who are, and I guess this is great for them, you know,
don't,
the sex
don't
toys.
Don't go NeNe on us. Come on.
You know, No,
you know what I mean? I'm teasing, but NeNe is like so beyond that and above that now. And she's just getting her job.
After being a dancer, it's like she's forgotten her life.
Well, that's what.
Well, see, that's the thing. NeNe's got to.
And you don't want to keep throwing people's past up in their face, but, you know. Don't act like you don't know what's going on. That's
because of her past, she's trying to act holier than thou regarding it. But, you know, poor NeNe. I just want Marlo to go because I think that Marlo is trying to be everything that NeNe is. And NeNe just is so in need of a friend, and it helps that they're part of the talls.
Versus the smalls.
Well, I'm one of those that's boycotting Celebrity Apprentice because of what Donald Trump did to the Big Chief and the whole Bertha thing. But how is Arsenio doing?
Well, I missed it last night.
He's under the radar.
He
escaped last night. And that's why Paul Sr. got sent home last night. You'll have him on today, Wendy.
Yes, Paul Sr.
will be on with you on the Wendy Williams show because he got bumped from Celebrity Apprentice. And he got bumped because, as Trump said last night, you allowed Arsenio not to come back into the boardroom. You gave him a pass, even though the people who are producing the puppet show said that he wasn't that good. So Paul Sr. paid the price. And I have been saying that Arsenio is going to go to the finals.
You think so? You think so, Wendy?
I originally thought that Arsenio was going to get cut early on because I feel as though he flies under the radar. But now I think he's going to go to the finals. I think Aubrey O'Day is going to be in the finals. I think the comedian, our comedian friend, what's her name?
Oh,
the blonde
God.
Oh, I love her.
No. What is Jay Collar?
Lisa.
Lisa Lampanelli.
No,
Lisa, that's the fella. Lisa Pumpkin fella. I forgot.
Oh, she and was then, a mess last
she
year.
She is so mean, man.
You know what? She's a woman who gets the job done, and she's, you know, because she's in such a man's world, that comedian thing, and she's really risen to the top. I mean, she is a champion in her field. But Teresa Giudice can now, well, she can afford to get cut now because, you know, Housewives of Jersey
is back, right?
Back next weekend.
Yeah.
All right, who you got coming up this week on the Wendy show?
Well, first of all, everybody, we're back from vacation, all new shows. It's a gorgeous day here in New York, and I'm really feeling like wearing black. I ate a lot on vacation. However, we have Taraji P. Henson.
Oh.
You know, she stars in that new movie, Think Like a Man.
Also starring J. Anthony Brown.
Yes, I'm in that movie.
Just saying.
I saw you. I got a little role in it. Like they've pulled radio people from everywhere.
They got everybody in that movie.
Everybody.
I hear it's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I got a screening last week, and that opens, of course, on Friday. And then we have Eden Wood, you know, who's one of those little, like, John Benet type girls.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Later on in the week, we have SWV. That's tomorrow with Kathy Griffin and Dr. Ian Smith. On Wednesday, it's Katie Couric. It's going to be a big week. Loretta Devine is coming on Thursday. Jahlil White. We've got it going on. We're back from vacation.
And Tom Jones is going to be on when?
When Tom is ready, he knows the door is open.
And when he asks Julia, what is the deal with him and his ex, okay? Please.
I know, yes.
Thank you.
Wendy.
We love you, Wendy.
Love you, Wendy.